my team with the Perfect Storm and all of our workshops is all about the follow-up. We have figured out the rhythm, so we break it down into three parts, right? You got to get them to sign up, show up, and then you got to follow up, right? And we have been weakest, Ryan, up until about right now. You know, the last 90 days, it's been full focus on the follow-up. And so now we switched our software systems. We have this whole process that they're going to continue to be spoon-fed that information, and they've got one of three choices in the follow-up.
Hey everyone, welcome to the world's largest online summit. We're super excited to have an incredible DC here. He's been an inspiration to me, what he's done so fast in his career. His energy is amazing. He doesn't need much of an introduction. I'm talking about an incredible Dr. Tony Ebel. Dr. Tony, welcome to the podcast and summit. Tell us a little bit about, you know, where you're practicing at the moment, what you're up to, and your bit of your history.
You got it, my man. Yeah, I like to kind of go against the grain. So the old adage of, you know, you can't chase two rabbits, or if you chase two rabbits, you won't catch either one. Well, I figure if I catch three, I'll catch two then. So I chase three. I've got three full-time gigs. I'm an epic dad and husband. I got four beautiful little ones. I've run a practice now outside of Chicago here in the Burbs for in our 11th year, kicking butt, taking names early on, huge pediatric and family wellness focus. That is our big thing and our big niche. So the practice is thriving. We're moving into a beautiful 5,000 plus square foot office in a couple of weeks. That has been a blast and crazy, right? Picking out, do we want you? All the stuff that goes into it. And then I've been blessed to be a part of Epic Practice, and specifically our Epic Pediatrics program with Dr. David Jackson over the last 7 years, and just helping chiropractors all over the globe, you know, because most of our stuff is online, and I've been blessed to travel a ton. That's where we met in Edinburgh, and just helping chiropractors, especially like my practice, my focus and my obsession is helping young startup student chiropractors just like the practice with kids, get them healthy in the beginning rather than try and restore it, you know, decades later. We do the same with chiropractors, and this pediatric, all cash, big marketing, branding focus, that's our jam. So that's the very short run through of my three jobs that I have to air quote, finger quote here.
Awesome.
I love them.
Well, I'll tell you, let's get straight into the startup stuff, because there's a couple of things that I've always admired about you. One of them is how you balance, because here's the thing is, you know, when you start a practice, a lot of the time you started quite young, often you don't have a family, etc. So in a moment, I want to go there. I want to go, like, give us some tips, some advice. You're incredibly, your productivity is off the charts. You're involved in multiple things and you have an incredible family. So that's very important to talk about, because I don't think we talk about that enough in the profession. The other thing I want to talk about, let's talk about startups. So let's talk about, you know, your startup. What are some of the lessons you learned? What are some of the things you'd love to tell yourself now, you know, knowing what you know? And then what are some advice you give startups, you know, three key strategies that you'd advise every single person do from a marketing kind of standpoint, but just practice growth, startup, and some of the lessons you learned.
You got it. Well, you know what, in terms of the balance and the counterbalance combo with family, that is crucial to me. One of our core tenets, that's why I think Epic has been such a great fit for me, because the culture match was there before I even knew it. My, you know, the little picture of it there, you know, I kind of cheated the system. I was awesomely forced into finding balance right away. My oldest was born 2 weeks before we graduated and opened up. So literally our practice started with my wife answering the phone while nursing a baby. And so, you know, I worked Monday through, I went against the grain again from the beginning. I was told by every guru and mentor to start up and overcome all that you're facing. I had to work 60 hours, you know, more, 6 days a week. I worked 3.5 days a week from the beginning. Fridays have been daddy days. And now I produce. I'm not the flip side of that where I don't do nothing either. But just very efficient and focused. So I have that as part of my journey. So I learned it early, so it became habitual, how to make sure that my family came first. But the other thing, the real thing I would pass along to every chiropractor in the world, I don't try and do too much. I have a very specific focus, niche conversation, and I really keep it painfully simple. When I do a lot of things, but all within one lane. And when I work with when I see chiropractors, when they run into burnout and they just can't get traction and get going, and then therefore this segues into the startups, they're trying to be everything to everybody, you know, and just take this way too broad, and they're spread so thin, they really don't get anything done. I look like I do a lot because I do, but I don't do a lot in a lot of different areas. If that makes sense. So it's very, very, very focused. So it's very much on repeat. And for startups, you know what? I always answer the question. We were talking about this before we logged on here, right? Everybody has their thing. Like when it comes to marketing and blowing up their practice, you run into 10 different chiropractors that are going to go, dinner workshops are my thing. The next one goes, this is always my favorite. Internal referral only.
I just
grinds my butt with the.
We've only got 30 minutes. Don't get us started. Yes.
All right. Sure. Go for it. You know what I am, dude? And from the very beginning, and this is therefore what we get our startups to do, and they crush it. There's always a lead horse, or I better like to use the analogy. There's a trump card. My trump card is we use social media to drive to our Perfect Storm workshop and our talks. I know how to put parents in a room.
Yes.
I know how to crush a talk, close a talk, get them in. And it was fruitful 11 years ago. And now with social media, it's even easier. But my real answer is D. We do everything. We have an internal referral system that is on fire. We have community connections, left and right, professional connections, community connections. We crush it on social. We are in the community with sponsorships. There's nothing I won't do to get the message of our practice in pediatric chiropractic in front of a parent. So I don't adhere to any one thing. We've just built a system and it runs on repeat, monthly, quarterly, annually, produces. Yeah.
Do you know what I just love about that is, okay, because this is one of the things we always talk about, you need multiple forms of new client acquisition because the worst number in business is one. So, you know, because you've got to assume that something can get taken away from you. And I think one of the words in our vocabulary that we've lost is the word and. So like you said, your banker, your low-hanging fruit is your workshops. Now, I always say if I start all over again, I just love that too. That's what I do. And I love that. And we do sometimes 2-3 of those a week across my 8 sites. So that's your banker. But what you've mastered really nicely is the word and. Yes. It's your banker and community events. And internal referrals and all those type of things. So I just absolutely love that. Give us another one specifically for so you've driven people to talks online, Facebook, you know, we do that also and it works really, really well for us. One of the things that I see a lot of docs struggle with sometimes is show up rates to these events. Maybe give us a little tip. We've got our little secret things that we do, but maybe give us a little tip how you increase show up rates besides like maybe the basics and follow up, or maybe that's it actually that helps for you. So helping increase show up rate and then helping increase follow through to people coming to use your service. So give us some tips.
Yeah, you got it. You know what? That's awesome. Very top of mind. This is exactly what we're training on in the season right now with Epic, because it is something that is a common struggle point. And we've gone in and out of struggle points with our practice for sure and had to tweak and optimize and change our systems. The number one thing I would say is that it still comes down to same as driving traffic in the first place. It has to be an engaging, intriguing, unique topic that someone would want to give up their most precious, valuable resource that does not renew, which is their time. And that goes for whether your event is on. We do a ton of our stuff on webinars too, but again, nothing replaces in person. So especially if you're going to get them out and get them there, you have to make it an intriguing topic and conversation. And then the second thing we do is we make it an epic experience. Or in the practice world, my practice title is Premier. It's a very premier experience. It's at a badass restaurant. We give them the top end food. We make it a fun, engaging experience. And all of that is worked into the marketing. It's not a, you know, back pain, disc injury workshop at the library. You know, it's a very much an event that people would want to get out. I just look at it and go, my wife and I are busy. You know, we love our 4 beautiful kids. We love our farm. We love to be home. If you're going to get me out of here to go there, you better make it something I want to attend and would have fun with and get a lot of impact out of it. And then the systems, once they register, we've gone back and forth about, you know, charge for the events versus free. We still do free, which is not going to have the best show rate, But that's because we've got an awesome email follow-up, you know, and I think that's another thing. Too many chiropractors do not build an email list and do email marketing and follow-up and retargeting. So every email address, even of the no-shows, is valuable to me.
Yes.
But we hit them with an email series, an indoctrination series, a video that says, obviously the classic welcome one, but then we put a couple of cliffhangers. You know, we share some of the best stuff that's gonna learn in the workshop, but we share like 62% of it, you know? So that they've gotta get, you know, the main meat of the sandwich, they gotta show up because they go, oh, that's for me, that's about me. But he didn't exactly close the loop on the email in my video. The video in my email. So I got to get there.
Okay, so I just wanted to highlight there because you might be watching this now and you might be missing some of the gold there that's said in conversation that I can pick up that what Tony's saying. So one of the things he spoke about are open loops. So open loop, essentially you're creating an experience where you are leaving a little bit left to be desired that a human, you know, human mind can't help but go, what is the secret? Are you not going to tell me? Like, what? So you want to intrigue. Your job in those, in the follow-up sequence is not always to, just correct me if you think that it's not always to answer every question, it's to create intrigue.
Yeah,
it is. And then one more thing, I really want to get into this because we have a saying that I teach with my new patient Avalanche and my inner circle group is that the fortune is in the follow-up. Okay, now, one of the things you said there, which is not spoken about nearly enough in our industry, but you said their email is important to me, even if no show.
Yeah.
Tell me why.
And that was, you know what, this is our entire focus of 2019. You know, as your practice gets built, you know this inside now, you can, it's a dual-pronged awesome thing. You can operate with a lot more speed, especially on team. We were talking about that ahead of time too. This is like, I'm the captain of this ship and the purveyor, but you know, I don't push most of the buttons, right? I just am kind of the orchestrator of that. So this is how we can operate with speed. And then also with that, though, we know by being around the block a few times, we don't want to change three things at once or try and tackle three big animals at once. So 2019, for my team with the Perfect Storm and all of our workshops, is all about the follow-up. We have figured out the rhythm, so we break it down into three parts, right? You got to get them to sign up, show up, and then you got to follow up, right? And we have been weakest, Ryan, up until about right now. You know, the last 90 days, it's been full focus on the follow-up. And so now we switched our software systems. We have this whole process that they're going to continue to be spoon-fed that information. And they've got one of three choices in the follow-up. Number one, show up for the next workshop. Because we do them monthly, right? So they'll keep getting retargeted and promotional to, hey, we know you missed it. We know life is busy, so you can come again, right? Number two, we just break it apart and drip it to them. So they actually can not show up if they want. And they can just watch it at home on their computer. And then the offer is there that says, become a new patient. We close that way. Or the third thing is, oh my God, leave me alone, unsubscribe. Like, we're going to stalk them. I call follow-up, you know. It's a stalker system.
Okay, very cool. So I just want to, again, go to the, you know, we talk about, in kind of my world, we talk a little bit about that. What you're doing so well is that there's this concept in, first of all, let's talk about your days. One of the things I wrote down here is what you're very strong on, and I think everyone should take, you know, please write this down, is that what Tony's talking about there is that most of the time, just before talk, you know this, with the people that you mentor, everyone's freaking out what they're going to say. And it's so less important. It's less important than they may think. It's more about the context than the content. So your team's there, you go to a great restaurant, you put on a show, you do a great thing, and then you give value, but everyone's so worried about what to say that they forget about what's it like when they walk in, what's the venue like, all those sort of things. So I think you do, that's just freaking awesome. I think everyone could take a huge tip from you there, Tony. And then one other thing that I think you're doing super well is statistics show that most people in some way, shape or form feel like they need more information from you before they make a buying decision. Yep. And often you are using what we call bridges really nicely. So your main bridge is the informational talk. If yes. they can't make it, you invite them back to the informational talk. And then if they don't do that, you drip feeding the same information. Yes. And do you know this, that statistics show that if you don't have any information whatsoever, like talks, like you're doing, they will want the information before they do business with you. But if you have the information, they often skip the information altogether and go straight to the offer, which is what you're doing very nicely. Awesome. So give us a little tip, because follow-up is probably the weakest thing we see in the profession, yeah, honestly. So what? Give me a couple tips for that. Where are some obvious things that people should be at least doing the bare minimum follow-up in their practice?
Yeah, it's, you know, and again, I fully understand when docs are struggling here, because there is a lot of pieces and parts to marketing. Yeah. So we put all of our emphasis on what talk should I do? How do I get them to sign up to get there? How do I get them there? And then what do I say to get them in the office when they're there? And those are all, that's the front three quarters, but the fortune is in the back end of that. Yeah, it's huge. It's bridge building at all times. And so the biggest thing that we do, the first step at minimum, I would say a doc needs to do is take all those emails and at least keep marketing the next talk to them. Okay. Keep marketing the next workshop to
that's
them.
That's no shows. That's no
yeah.
shows.
Yeah. There. Yep, no shows. You got to at least, you know, get the tags and get them going onto that and put them into your marketing system and write specific emails to them. Hey, we know we missed you, but we've got another one in 4 weeks or whatever it is, which will be back that train up. The real biggest subluxation in marketing is docs are too inconsistent.
Nice.
There isn't enough bridges built into the community. And so if they miss one, you're too far in the future for the next one, or you change your bridge and you write it all. Yeah. So we're on repeat, which means the next bridge isn't too far, right? To get onto that. And the second thing that we're really working on right now is just delivering it to them, you know, with the call to action, letting them get it digitally and then giving the call to action. That's what we were weak on. We're just starting to see the fruits of that labor. It took us a good 4 to 6 months to build the system to our liking. And it's in play now and just starting to deliver. But yeah, my whole thing is I actually changed all of our intake forms. And I think everybody should do this. It's a very good practice tactical tip. If your paperwork right now asks the question, how did you hear about our office? And it's a fill in the blank, change it to a multiple choice. We do this at the workshop too, because you need to track everything. Nobody, maybe one. It's rare that Mary tells Laura to bring her family in, and one conversation with Mary, your patient, is enough for Laura to cross all the way to the bridge and become a new patient.
Great.
Mary will tell Laura about how awesome you are in pediatric chiropractic. Then Laura's going to go on Facebook. She's going to go on Google. She's going to watch 3 videos. Mm. She's going to sign up for your workshop. She's going to ask her occupational therapy what they think of you. There's 6-7 hits.
Mm.
Change our tracking, Ryan. It everything, even in our workshops, is now circle all that apply. You know, Facebook, Instagram, community connection, whatever it is, they're all on there. And now instead of creating an Excel sheet that says 62% of my patients come from one resource, I've got a scatter plot that says here's the density of where all the main hits are. But that's what you need. You need multiple bridges, because very few do people just one.
Okay, I think that honestly, that advice you gave there was just beautiful, because I know in my business, first of all, what I love, if you're watching this now, I think you can tell what I love about speaking to someone like Tony and like working with, like I've got 8 offices, Tony's in the game, I'm in the game. It's like we never there, right? It's like we're always like, what was one chat, every level is a new devil. So we're always like, what I love about talking to someone like you is like, it's going like, oh, we're working on this in the next 90 days. And I'm sitting here taking notes. And it's just it's a powerful concept to understand that. And what I've just learned there is one of the things we look at, we're very big on our stats, but because of the way it's changed is when someone says they came from online, I mean, what does that even mean? They Googled you and then they saw you on Facebook, and then they got retargeted, and then they saw you down at the community event at the fair, and then they walked past your practice and they decided to come in there. So what can you attribute where's the lead come from? So
yes.
What you've done is you've just gone like, okay, you really are mapping out that you have to be omnipresent, which is not my term, it's a term from Jay Abraham, is that today there's just so much media that you've got to be everywhere.
Yeah, it's not, what do they used to say, 7 or 8 hits or whatever before somebody would, it's that is in the world of this thing and how fast it all comes at them, that's 70 to 8. I mean, I don't know, maybe I'm Cairo mathing that. Maybe it's 70, but it's a lot of hits and you do need to be everywhere. And that's, you know, I was telling you about my good friend, my other, there's a bunch of them in Epic, but another $1 million cash practice, 50% Pete, my best buddy, Dr. Jake Grinacher in Fargo, he even throws in radio and so they're all over that world. Like, you just can't escape Strive in Fargo. You know, that's the name of his practice in Fargo. You can't escape PwC in Crystal Lake and McHenry County. And then the other thing is they also know what we stand for. It's that I will tell you, the real nitrous boost is to niche. Right? If the fortune's in the follow-up, the riches are in the niches too, you know, to run through that one. And that's also what allows us to get more traction, because we're not battling against everybody else. We really are in that 0 to 1. That's my favorite book ever, right? Peter Thiel's 0 to 1.
Very cool.
We've run with that. You know, The Perfect Storm and Pediatrics. Yeah. And that's what we're seeing these startups. When we train our Epic startups, they could care less about, oh, there's 45 chiropractors in my community for this many people. When they're going all cash, Pediatrics, Perfect Storm, Family Wellness, they stick out in the best of ways. So, sorry, jumped off to the side on that.
No, I know. It's wonderful, man. It's wonderful. And actually, when you said you can't escape Premier in your town and like everything, you know what popped up for me was I think we all inherently know that we need to get more out there in some way, shape or form, whatever out there is for the doc. I don't think we don't nearly do enough most of our practices, but I do believe that I never forget sitting in a room with one of my greatest mentors in marketing, Dan Kennedy. And Dan said to the whole room, he said, hey, where are all my chiropractors in the room? And they all put up their hands like proudly. And he said, you're all freaking nightmare to deal with. And I remember going like, what? And one of the things he said was, one of the things that holds us back more than anything is first of all, judgment. So fear. So my next question is going to be like, help a doc who wants to get out there, like from a mindset perspective, how do they get over that? Because one of the things that holds us back is we've all got fear of going public and judgment and poor poppy syndrome, all those things, but also peer-to-peer judgment. Peer-to-peer judgment is the biggest killer, because we know that the chiropractor down the road is going to be maybe watching our video, and you're out of jealousy, out of whatever. There's a whole bunch of those things. It's all their stuff, right? But it still stops us from expressing ourselves. So, Doc, tell us, Tony, like, what do you think? If when you're talking to someone now, what would you give them advice to just? I know it's easy to say just get over it, but how do you get more out there?
You know, yeah, you nailed it. When you started going, the words in my head are, you literally just have to not care. But that's too surface level. That's too easy to say. Everybody who's struggling with this right now knows that internally, but they can't get to that externally. My actual first tactical step, and I think this is where we've had the advantage here, Ryan, is, and again, we sought out this advantage, I would certainly say, you need a mentor who has taken more arrows than you, who can illuminate that path and say, it really, truly is going to be. For me, that was David Jackson. That was David Fletcher. That was Tracy Wilson. That was these guys who have blazed the path and done that, become loud, become successful, and taken all the arrows and taken all the hate and taken all that, and then risen more than, you know, succeeded through it. And you can look at that and go, holy crap. Look at how pure, look at how congruent, look at how happy and fulfilled they are. And then you look to the other side and you're like, this person who's staying below the radar so they can stay safe, they're unhappy. They're unfulfilled. And so for me, it was really, I had to find a mentor that I trusted and really believe in them when they told me it was okay to step out and be loud and go and do what I want to do. And we've taken arrows. Dude, one time on Facebook, some guy compared me to ISIS with our pediatric code. And I was like, now, this was after I had overcome all this. And I was like, jeez, you really did that one. You know, I was like.
Do you know what I love? Okay, first of all, please write that. If you listen to this right now, please write what Tony just said there. Find a mentor that's taken more arrows. I thought that was just beautifully put. I wrote it down. It was wonderfully put. And then the next thing, I always tell everyone, you'll get to a certain point, and this is also hard to put yourself in that place until you're there, but you'll get to some point where you start bragging about the error, like, it's because it becomes laughable in a sense. In the beginning, you take such offense when someone just unsubscribes from your email list, you know, let alone when someone does that. I've had the same thing. I've been called a prancing pony and all those things, you know.
I kind of give them like creativity points. I was like, oh, that one I've heard that like 70 times. You should, you know, get that better. And then every now and again, you're like, hey, you know, good try.
Yeah, I did well. So I'll kind of slowly start closing off really by here, another, if we try to find another gem or a low-hanging fruit for you, a tactical thing that's worked really well for you in your practice, again, specifically considering that you are massively high-volume practice, incredible what you've done, specifically in the pediatric space. Tell someone like who wants to build a pediatric based practice, and we know that the Perfect Storm workshops have been kind of been your bankers, but give us one little simple little tip that's been a banker for you or low hanging fruit that's just worked well for you. What would you say?
It's all about communication. It is, you have to start right now. You got to put a stake in the ground and accurately, with no judgment, first and foremost to yourself, as to how good your communication is. Because you can be a great general adult with back pain chiropractic communicator and still be a million miles away from the skill, clarity, and certainty of communication you've got to have with a parent to get their child under. We call it the hardy. It's harder to be able to get this message into the community to parents to get them to buy chiropractic on the front end. You've got to really train. You've got to really work at it and know what to do and what not to do around communication, but then it's the easy. Once you can get a parent to value chiropractic for their baby, their most prized possession, for them, for their bulging discs, whatever, how easy is that, right? Yeah, so people always ask me, Ryan, so it's all communication. You gotta study, you gotta get trained on the communication. If you want it, this is not for me, the statement I'm about to make, it's for you, and it's really not for you either, chiropractor listening. It's for the kids in your community that if you buy into this and take the action on it, then you can get to those kids, which is why I'm here going through you to them. We're the best at it with Epic. We're really kind of the only ones in the game who train pediatric communication because it is art unlike any other. We've mastered it, not by theory, but through practice, and we do it every day. So that's the training, but the easiness of that, you know, I'll close it. Everybody asks me at a seminar, you know, afterwards they'll come up, they know we see a ton of kids, and they ask me this question more than any other. What do you say to your patients to get them, convince them to bring their kids into care? I don't. 99% of our marketing is focused at the child first. And our slogan with Epic is every child has a family. If you want to build a family practice, flip it on its head. Stop going to the adults first, racking and cracking them, and then think the baby's going to come in. Nice. Go to the child first, build the value prop there, build the bridge there, get them in, loving and trusting you, and the whole family will come along with it. So learn how to communicate and market to pediatrics if you want a family practice. It's by far the best path, if not the only path.
Awesome, Doc. Thank you so much. I'm going to close by actually repeating something you just said there, which I thought was a gem, is there's two ways to do it. It's the easy, hey, we'll see how it goes, and it becomes freaking hard forever. Or that you just spend more time. And what I love about being with docs like you is like, someone might be watching this now going like, but Tony, it's a lot of work, dude. You got the social, you got the talks, you got the thing. And the truth of it is, like, it's not like you've got to get out. There's no silver bullet, right? But when you clear your communication and clear your marketing, understand you've got to do what you've got to do, it becomes a tipping point, and maybe you can relate. Like, it becomes a tipping point where it just does kind of fuel itself, even though you're doing the thing.
Big time. It really does. It takes on a life of its own, and you can, you know, the reason I have a nice tan on my bald head and nose here is, you know, I just spent 8 weeks, you know, or sorry, 8+ days in Disney in Florida, and our new patients didn't dip because I went, like, it's a system. It has a life of its own. once you reach that tipping point. And another T there, if I had one more tactical tip, just to
Steve. No, go for it, go for it.
You're the pro at it. Team. Yeah, this is, I produce the content. They need me because I am that effective communicator. But I'm not running the ads. I'm not sending the emails. I'm not setting up the events. I'm not making the context and the experience at the workshop. I literally, if our workshop starts at 6:30, I show up at 6:15, plug in, and focus on pouring in. I don't do anything else. And chiropractors are understaffed, which is why they undermarket. The two are there together because it is a lot. So don't not commit to your team and to your dollars to put this.
I absolutely love what you finished off there with saying, because we have a little saying in our group is the less you do, the busier you get.
Come on. Truth.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you just the guy that does the communicating and you do the adjusting and you just focus on that, we don't want you to, I don't want my docs clicking on, in the beginning, sometimes you have to, but I don't want them actually, their team used to know how to do the Facebook ad, but I don't want them sitting there, they're much better communicating and serving, right? So the less you do, the more you'll make. Dr. Tony, that was freaking awesome. Love and appreciate you, dude. And you're always there. You've got a service heart. And you know, please check out Epic Guys and some amazing stuff that the whole team's doing down there. And just closing, one last thing I'd like to say, everyone, as you say goodbye.
Awesome. You know what? Thank you, everybody. Just know that, honestly, chiropractic makes the biggest difference in people's lives. We all know that. But just when you close this thing off, take 3 minutes and think about how big it really is in a child's life. Whether you've seen one in your practice or you see 100 a day, you just know that. So take action behind that. Bring that out into your community, no matter where it is, and you'll have the practice and life of your dreams as a result of it.
Awesome. Guys, hope you had an amazing time.